Chapter 19, Making Meaning, Silver Lining Backward and Forward. Start by finding a comfortable position, or as comfortable as possible. Take a moment to connect with whatever surface your body is resting on. Let yourself feel supported. Connect with the feeling of the breath. Feeling the sensations of the breath. The breath can be an anchor or like a handrail to help you through challenging moments. How is the body feeling right now? Maybe tired, maybe tense, maybe achy. Maybe restless, maybe kind of okay, maybe all of the above, or something completely different. As best as you can, allow whatever is already here to be here. Now I invite you to recall a situation in your life that had a silver lining. A situation that at the time was especially difficult or even unbearable. Please choose one that is now resolved or that you have come to terms with. Think of a situation where, looking back, you understand that you learned an important lesson or felt that it tenderized you as a human being. Remember what happened. How did you feel about it back then? What did you believe about yourself or your life in the midst of that situation? And what happened instead? Or what happened? How did things turn out? What did it take to shift and change your feelings? What helped? What did you learn? Is there any advice you would give to your younger self, knowing what you know now? You can either pause the practice here and absorb what you've discovered, or even journal about it. Or you may take a few deep breaths to release this situation. And now invite into your mind a current situation where you're struggling. View it with a sense of openness and curiosity, with gentleness and care. And simply step back if you notice that you can't be open or kind, or if it's getting to be too much. Feel the breath. Feel the ground under your feet. Toggle back and forth if you need to. Are there any similarities to how you think about the previous situation that is now resolved? This is not about the specifics of the situation, just the similarities in your thoughts and feelings. And if you find yourself thinking that it's absurd to even compare the two situations, again, please tread gently. We're looking for similar feelings about the situation, like desperation or hopelessness or a sense of failure. Hold hold these similar feelings in awareness and realize that they are a natural response to a challenging situation. It's hard to feel them. And at the same time, we don't know what exactly is going to happen in the future. And we know even less about how we will feel about the challenging situation as time passes. As lightly as you can, hold this possibility of not knowing and of letting yourself be surprised by the potential of growth and change that could be awaiting you. And stay here as long as you'd like, if this feels good and supportive. Or slowly come to an end of this reflection by releasing all of these thoughts and feelings and returning to the breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes and move on with your day.